Thou art a man of cunning, strength, and wit, and thus I ask thee on thy honor, sir, art thou prepared to face this harsh assault?
Aye, verily, rogue leader, that I am. My life I am prepared to sacrifice to save rebellion from this fierce attack.
Then let us all approach the knaves again. Prepare your swift harpoon and we shall strike!
They think themselves the noble ones, but we defend the Emperor's righteousness today.
Well spoken. Let us fight for Empire's might.
They duel again.
Oh, Luke, I have been hit and die anon. Remember me whene'er thou speak'st of this.
Zev is slain. Luke is struck and falls to the ground.
Alas, poor Zev. Too many lost. Such good and worthy men have met their end to these confounded walkers. Fie! This battle bleak may mean rebellion's end. 'Tis now my turn. My ship hath ta'en a hit. I fall, yet am not slain. Indeed, though here I lie upon the ground, I spy an opportunity. For while this awful monster walks above, I spy his weakness as I lie below. He passes just beyond me. Now, to it! Revenge should have no bounds when friends are slain. And now their memory doth push me on. My lightsaber shall strike the lethal blow. I'll hit where he shall feel it, in his heart. If ever such a cruel beast did have a heart.
Luke strikes AT-AT 3 from below, and AT-AT 3 dies.
I perish, comrade true, but fall with pride. Although my fellow AT-ATs meet their ends, I press toward my goal with purpose firm. The rebel's power generator is within the target of my laser's keen. Now all the fallen AT-ATs I salute, as for my noble emperor, I shoot.
He shoots and destroys the power generator. Exeunt all in confusion. Scene 3. The Rebel Base on Hoth. Enter General Ryken and Princess Leia with an aide.
Our power is insufficient to protect two transports at one time.
'Tis risky, aye. But this base overpowered is, and shall, I fear, withstand no more of this attack. We have no choice.
Indeed, thou speakest true. Launch all patrols.
Evacuate the staff who do remain within the base. Make haste!
Enter Han Solo and Chewbacca on balcony, repairing the Millennium Falcon.
These endless fixes now are nearly done, and soon we may take flight. 'Tis none too soon. This base shall not survive this great attack.
Nay! This one here, and that one there. 'Tis clear?
I do admit this Wookiee here is dear, but if he break my ship, I'll break his pate.
Enter C-3PO with R2-D2, aside.
My R2 small, pray be thou safe, good friend, and take especial care of Master Luke. Farewell, farewell! Parting is such sweet sorrow, that I shall say farewell till thou hast left.
Aside.
Till thou hast left? No poet he, indeed. Alas, it seems that romance is not one of 3PO's 6 million forms of speech.
Exit R2-D2. C-3PO moves to Princess Leia and General Ryken. Loud sounds of shaking are heard.
Oh, zoons! What is this powerful shaking here? The base begins to crumble even now. Our humble shelter made of snow and ice is now defeated by the Empire's might and starts to fall apart. Oh, shall we too? Shall our rebellion suffer this same fate? To be destroyed by the Empire cruel? To be demolished by Imperial strength? Though I had planned to go and save myself from Jabba's bounty hunters, I cannot. This smuggler captain never shall desert whilst friends nearby do mortal peril face. I shall not steal away and leave behind the princess who doth lead the rebels true. She is of great importance. and my life must be but secondary to her fate. So shall I take her and the Falcon swift, and spirit her away to some place safe? 'Tis not because of how I feel about her, nay, not there of love, that much is true. Or if 'tis not, I'll tell myself it is. Now to it, Han, ere our great cause is lost.
Han Solo moves to General Ryken and Princess Leia.
Your worship, art thou well?
Oh, wherefore art thou yet within this base? Hast thou not fled?
The center of command has been struck down.
And yet hast thou thy clearance to depart?
Depart I shall, but first deliver thee unto thy ship.
Your Highness, we must take this final transport. 'Tis our only hope.
A blast is heard, closer.
Imperial troops have come into the base. Imperial troops have come into the base.
Now end thy stubborn ways and set aside thy prejudice. Thou wilt come with me now. I do command it. Neither argument nor moving speech nor aught that thou canst say shall sway me now. Thou wilt come with me, Princess.
Aside.
Oh, noble man, protector of my soul.
To aid.
Send our evacuation code and get thee to thy transport.
Exeunt General Ryken and aid. Han Solo and Princess Leia begin to walk toward the transport.
Prithee, wait for me!
As they make their way to the ship, a wall falls in their path.
The battle is within the very walls, and every portent tells of dread and doom. Good transport, this is Solo. Take your leave. Our way has now become a wayward thing, all filled with mounds of ice that block our path. This moment calls for quick decision. Thus I shall with Leia flee on Falcon's wings.
Han Solo and Princess Leia run the other way, toward the Millennium Falcon, shutting the door against C-3PO.
But wait! Where do you go? Pray do come back! Most typical this is. No wretched fate! To be deserted by my friends most dear. These humid beings care but little for us droids, who ever serve with loyalty. Thus shall I end my days within this base, a frozen remnant of the rebel stay on Hoth. Belike one day explorers shall discover this defeated base, shall dig into its core and find a golden droid whose final resting place was ice and snow. Who would abandon such a lovely droid? No doubt this shall be their response when they espy me here. What wretched humans would leave such a one as this alone to rot? I shudder at this thought. Let it not be. Oh, open up your hearts unto my kind. Then open wide this door for kindness' sake.
The door opens.
Anon, thou golden rod, thou heap of scrap. Else shalt thou ever stay within this base and make thyself a lasting icy grave.
This man is both the reason for my pain and for my joy. My gratitude overflows.
They enter the Millennium Falcon.
Now wherefore doth the ship not function right?
Pray, would it help if I did disembark and push with all a princess's might upon't?
Belike!
Pray, Captain Solo, Captain Solo!
Tut!
It shall wait.
This bucket full of bolts shall ne'er beyond that blockade make escape. We may as well depart the base aboard a Tauntaun's furry back.
The ship hath yet surprising keen maneuvers, sweetheart. Watch! The ship protects us with its lasers true against the Imperial troops who come at us. See, Princess? See? Now, Chewie, let us fly, and hope we shall not burn the engine out. Repairs are made. Let us repair to space.
One day thou shalt be wrong, and well I hope I shall bear witness to thy failure great.
Anon, Chewbacca. Lead us to our fate.
Exeunt in the Millennium Falcon. Scene 4. The Rebel Base on Hoth. Enter Luke Skywalker and R2-D2.
The recent battle is both lost and won. 'Tis lost because of rebels who expired. 'Tis lost because our base is compromised. 'Tis lost because our time on Hoth is done. 'Tis lost because we now evacuate. And yet, 'tis won because two walkers fell. 'Tis one, because the foes arrived too late. 'Tis one, because our transport is away. 'Tis one, because we live to fight again. R2, we leave anon. With all due speed, prepare the ship for takeoff.
Meep, meep, squeak.
Fear not, R2, for now we fly.
Meep, ooh.
Now flies my weary soul to Dagobah, the place that hath in vision called to me. I know not what or who this Yoda is, yet do I trust the ghost of my dear Ben. To be a Jedi is my calling now, to learn the ways of the most potent force. Already have I had more mentors than most people would e'er know in 7 lives. But here I am, drawn toward another quest, to travel to an unknown system, aye, and meet an unknown person who perhaps doth not expect my sudden visit there. Yet I believe the words that came from Ben were better than a foolproof prophet's tale. There is a tide in the affairs of Jedi, which, taken at the flood, leads to the Force. Amid it, all the voyage of their life is bound in black holes and in miseries. On such a full sea, I am now afloat, and I must take the current where it serves, or lose my chance to find my destiny.
Oh, noble speech with feeling brute and raw. My master's honor shall I serve with pride. How best to show him I stand by his side? I'll offer ways to help him navigate.
Beep, meep, meep, squeak. Beep, whistle, whistle, beep.
Nay, nothing's wrong. I merely change our course.
Meep, meep, squeak, whistle. Beep, meep, meep, beep, whee!
We shall not rendezvous with our friends yet. Unto the system Dagobah we travel. And what we shall meet there, time shall unravel.
Exeunt. Scene 5. Space. In the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. Enter Han Solo, Chewbacca, and Princess Leia.
Hoth is a memory, but trouble still doth follow close behind. With threatening force, the Empire's ships aggressively pursue my well-beloved ship. Shall we escape? Truly, Chewie, I did see them too.
I prithee say, what hast thou seen, O Han?
2 Star Destroyers coming toward the ship.
Enter C-3PO.
Sir, may I but say a thing to thee?
Pray shut him up or shut him down anon. Prepare our shield. They may still be outrun. Oh, my pilot's wisdom, skill, and might. I shall attempt to outwit these who chase. Now watch, you Empire Vile, how I do fly. First up and down, aye, up and down. This Han will lead them up and down. Away we go. Now back and forth, then back around again. They are confounded by my errant moves. Ha ha! They are confused and fall behind. Thus we have slipped away, soon safe from harm.
Make ready for the jump to hyperspace.
But, sir!
They do approach.
Not yet. Observe.
The Millennium Falcon makes a sound and fails.
Observe? What's to observe, pray tell me plain?
A fig. The ship seems to malfunction. Fie. 'Tis possible we may in trouble be.
I tried to warn thee, sir. The hyperdrive hath damaged Min, and cannot do its task. Lightspeed is verily unfeasible.
Correction. We in trouble truly are. Oh, that all I had fixed were truly fixed. But now I must in haste, and under threat of death, attempt to fix the ship once more.
He runs to repair the ship, yelling back to Chewbacca.
Where are the horizontal boosters hid? Alluvial dampers, where are they? If only I were but more organized. 'Tis true that order's not a smuggler's gift. Bring me the hydrospanners, quickly, now! I know not how we shall escape this time. Of all the situations I have seen, of all the problems, small or dangers great,
Of all the rubs and scrapes have scratched my life. Of all the enemies just barely fled. This moment now doth seem the worst of all.
Loud sound. Han is knocked aside.
Alack! Now what is this? What shakes the ship? How have we gone from bad to still worse yet?
Good Han, return at once!
Han runs back to the cockpit.
'Tis asteroids!
Oh, wicked thought and wonderful idea that cometh to me in this frightful time. I shall here chart a course none would expect. Not flee from danger, nay, but welcome it. And in so doing, break the Empire's grip, while rescuing my princess from all harm. Set course 271.
What didst thou say? Thou wilt not enter in the asteroid field. For certain thou art wild, but not insane.
Yet they would be the madder to give chase.
Thou must not do this to impress me, Han. Already he hath won my heart, 'tis true. Yet would I rather live to tell him so.
Good sir, attend! The possibility of navigating fields of asteroids is 3,720 to but one! The odds are well against thee here.
The odds of rescuing a princess? Low. The odds of smuggler turning rebel? Lower. The odds of ending the Death Star? Lowest yet. I tell thee, droid, assail me not with odds.
Behold, what keen maneuvers doth he make. And how, like Gungans sinking in the swamp, our enemies do fall behind us, slain. What bravery he showeth for my sake.
If you recall, your highness, you did hope you would bear witness to my failure great. It may be now.
My word I do rescind. We shall be pulverized if we remain afloating in this field of wayward rocks. Thou hast thy honor proven, Han. Now please, let us seek safety in another place.
I cannot argue with thine argument. I shall attempt to fly us closer in, toward a larger asteroid.
Closer? Oh, this is suicide! For where have we to go, where we may yet survive? Are we not bound for death?
Aye, this one here shall do. It hath a goodly look.
What goodly look?
Be calm, I prithee, for it shall suffice.
Excuse me, princess, but where are we bound?
The Millennium Falcon flies deep into one of the asteroids.
My hope flies unto you, most worthy man. My hope for us and for our safety, too. I hope it is the Force that leadeth thee. I hope that thou dost know what thou dost do.
Thy hopes do echo mine, my lady true.